Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome back to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G, Thursday night's open mics. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. And I'd like to give an honor to God first and foremost. Without him, I wouldn't be here, and nor would you be listening. I'd like to shout out the call numbers to get into the chat room. You know you have to get on your computer to do that, but to dial into the show, the phone numbers are 917-932-8881. And if you want to get on and talk to Stevie G or tell a joke, read a poem, sing a song, it's open mic, your choice. Please hit option one. And for those callers who are calling from outside the United States or across the pond, as they say, the number to dial is 877-218-1183. Well, it's Thursday night, and it's time to get the music on. I'm going to thank Brian Culberson for accompanying me into the intro of the show. Thank you, Brian. But we have to get down to the old school. And the first song I'm going to put on for you guys tonight, This is dedicated to the one I love, Tim Preece, doing their thing.
And the darkest hour is just before dawn.
Mr. Tim Preece, we're dedicated to the one I love. Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to Candace Glover. I see she just made it as one of the top 10 finalists on American Idol. She has a beautiful voice. Good job, Candace. And I like to keep the music going with some Isley Brothers. Isley Brothers, somebody asked me to requested this song today from Facebook for me, so I'm going to play it for him. Here you go, Sneaky Groove, with you, the Isley Brothers. Complicated Passions, welcome back, brother. You know you're always welcome. guest 14427 and the guest that just left, and Soft Kiss is 63, and people on the telephone lines, welcome, welcome. If you want to chime in and give us a little something to the microphone, lace the mic, bless the mic, whatever you want to call it, please hit option one. Well, I got to keep the music rolling. Hello, Sneaky. I have to keep the music rolling, and I'm going to put on some R. Kelly, Step in the Name of Love. I haven't heard that in a while. That sounds like something to get y'all up and moving.
No. See, you got to understand, stepping is not just a dance. It's a culture. It's the way we live. It's what we eat, think, and breathe. You understand me? See, you out there on that dance floor, and you with your partner, and y'all holding hands, and y'all swinging and swaying, and you turning them and twisting them and dipping them. It's just such an exciting feeling you get. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's the Pied Piper of R&B, y'all. Whoa. Follow me, yeah. Chicago and them. John Juan and them. This is for y'all. Remix.
Well, I know that it's somebody's birthday tonight, somewhere. Somewhere I know one thing for sure. I'm gonna put on my dancing shoes.
And I'm gonna hit the door.
And go out and step the whole night through.
Step in the name of love.
I'm gonna
step in the name of love.
Then I'm gonna
step in the name of love.
Step back, 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 step back
People is loving that. They always did. That's a good dancing song, for real. Well, I got to get my poetry on tonight, so I'm going to read a little something. And Complicated Passions, whenever you're ready to step up to the mic, just chime in, brother. You know you're always welcome to do your thing. That goes for Sneaky, Soft Kisses, and the guest if you want to call in. So I'm going to do my thing right now, and I'm going to read a poem called What Half of Me, because it's one of my favorite poems, and I haven't read it in a while, so I'm going to try to bless the mic the best I can. What Half of Me? I've endured some issues growing from a boy to a man. Some may consider me slightly tanned. Because of my slight tan, I've been shunned as a Caucasian. I've been ridiculed as a brother because I had a half-white mother. I've been measured as a man due to the tone of my skin. It's like that now, and it was like that back when I was a young boy growing up in the hood. Most were confused by my nationality, so of course I was misunderstood. In actuality, the misunderstanding was on my part, trying to figure out why I was being judged by the tone of my skin and not by the compassion in my heart. How do you decipher who I am when half of me is white and the other half black man? I had no hand in my creation, and yet both sides of me suffer damnation. To me, I'm just a black man, olive in tone. God made me who I am, and he sits on the throne. The answers to my question I seek from the Almighty, and not what half of me some deem what's right or not right for me. Who are you to pass judgment on the tone of my skin or the texture of my hair? How do I trust you or take you to be fair? What half of me do you like? What half of me to you is right? What half of me is embarrassing? What half of me causes your harassing me? What half of me makes you hate the other half? And what half of me makes you think I have no class? What half of me makes you call me white? And what half of me makes you think that's right? What half of me makes you call me nigger? Is it the half of me you just can't figure out how this half-breed bastard can understand what it is to be a whole man? Well, ignorant people, you know exactly who you are. It didn't take two halves to get me this far. It took wisdom and endurance to become this man, and two halves make the whole man that I am. And that's my piece. And I'm going to get back on and see what my chat room is doing right now. Is my chat room busy? Not really. Y'all kind of quiet up in here tonight. What's up with you? Soft Kisses. Sneaky, you too quiet. I don't get it. 1 minute the woman is talking like she ain't never had talked before, and the next minute, shh, silence in the room. Well, guess what? The music must go on. I'm going to put a little war on. All day music. Being that y'all don't want to talk, I put some music on. I'd like to give out the call-in number before I get these callers on the line. The call-in number to get on is 917-932-8881. And if you want to get on and holler at Stevie G or tell a joke or sing a song, you know what to do. Hit option one. From overseas, if you're calling from London, England, Japan, wherever you're at, 877-218-1183. And also, if you want to get on, hit option one. Well, I got a couple callers on the line. I'm going to chime in a caller. Caller from the 256. If you can hear me, you're on the line with Stevie G. Who we got?
What's up, Stevie? This is Wing Dog, man.
Wing Dog, what's up down there in Alabama, baby?
Yeah, I'm just acting like chilling, man. Trying to figure out what I want to read, man.
Read whatever you want to read, man. Sing a song.
I wish.
The woman in the chat room is clapping. They want you to sing a song.
I have to operate within my gift, and singing is not my forte. I wish I could.
I feel you, bro. But whatever you want to read, you know, you got the mic. It's yours. So whenever you're ready to read, just...
I'm going to go on historical stuff or some country stuff or some just erotic stuff, you know. Help me out.
It doesn't matter, man. You got the floor. This is open mic, so do your open you.
All right. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna do some black history then. I'm gonna do this black history piece.
All right.
What's the now title? I wonder what makes
Wingo, what's the title of your piece?
Black History.
Okay, all right, y'all, this is Wing Dog with Black History. Go ahead, Wing Dog, do your thing.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I wonder what makes our history black. Is it because not so long ago the angry black clouds of injustice lingering over Confederate states created a hailstorm of hate with lightning flashes of prejudice, spreading severe thunder showers of disdain, discrimination? Well, if that's the case, it's been a treacherous black rainfall of racist turmoil ever since we was brought to this nation. Is our history black because of the rich ebony soil still holds our footprint that can be traced back to Ghana at the entrance, or should I say the exit point, the door of no return, transported like inert animals, inape and ignorant of their journey, in the hulls of slave ship that the brightest sunlight can infiltrate, shackled with chains and made to feel inferior, helpless and devoid of hope, bound to a mind-boggling darkness that any soul it would infuriate. Is our history black because it's the color of the dark pain that my ancestor felt after being whipped, beaten, and lynched, combined with the torture experienced by men, women, and children sold and separated, which only exacerbated the brutal reality of 400 years of pitch black midnight suffering, singing and crying, praying, hoping, wishing, running, marching, fighting, and dying while waiting for the divine sun to shine? We said, God, send us a rebel for our cause. Send us another black Moses or a king, a man child from the promised land, a dreamer, a black abolitionist named Douglas, a revolutionist named X, a fine defiant Park, a not-so-meager Evers, a penal farmer named Washington, or George Washington Carver. Send us a thorough-good Supreme Court justice or elegant Duke. Send us an underground railroad, a brave Tubman, some freedom riders, some Tuskegee, some airmen from Tuskegee, and some Buffalo soldiers, and some Marines, some award-worthy actors and like Oscar Sidney, and singers, entertainers like Aretha Kitt. Send us some doctors and lawyers and teachers and preachers, writers, inventors, and athletic sprinters. Send us a black president and some Pulitzer Prize and Nobel Peace winners. Is our history black because evil oppressors and wicked slave masters soon learned that the word Negro was derived from the Latin word Niger, which means black? And since they treated us like animals, they found out that black people are resilient as black panthers, have the endurance of black stallions, wise as a black snake, beautiful as a black butterfly, and strong as a black bull, brave as a black bear, and brilliant as a black jaguar, determined as a black ant, quick as a black cat, crafty as a black fox, and skilled as a black bat? Is our history black because from the most plentiful substance on earth, hiding sources where diamond and gold is found, from precious black dirt, not clear water, red rocks, or white or yellow sand, created in the image of God, came the likeness of man? Well, if so, then should all history be labeled black? Hey, I'm just saying. What's that piece?
All right, Wendell. I appreciate that, bro. That was a good piece. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me share, man.
Everybody in the chat room, that was Wing Dog with Black History. Wing Dog, thanks. Everybody says, all right now, Wing Dog.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for
all
letting
right,
me
all right, Wing Dog. I'm going to put you on hold and grab another caller off the line, man, as usual. Thanks for stopping in. And you know you're always welcome. You always got mad love here with Stevie G on Poetry and Melodies.
All right. That's what's up, man.
All right, man. I'm gonna put you on hold, man. I'll check back with you if I get a chance to. And
okay,
if you want to recite something else, you know, I'll leave it open for you.
Okay, that's what's up.
All right, man. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring another caller into the room, a caller from the 562 area code. You're on the air with Stevie G, Poetry and Melodies. You got melodies or you got poetry?
I got poetry, Stevie G. This is Complicated Patterns from the LBC.
What's up there, Westside?
All right, all right. I'm going to share something from what I call the 12 Signs of Love, and this is Aries 2013.
All right, Complicated, do your thing.
All right. My soul speaks to this moment, my wanting and your desire. This Aries, unlike any other lover you have ever encountered, the passion of my heart rages for every thought you could ever imagine. From the look into my eyes, fill my emotions as a hunger to be the beginning of all your fantasies that touch the one that takes your emotions to this, becoming the moments you have missed. Let me take you from your dreams to relive all the freaky things, the moments when your lips are wet. From foreplay to ecstasy, let me take you like one, two, three. Are you ready? You need only become like the wind and me. In this sensuous embrace, let me drown myself in your desire. Become my well of pleasure. Surrender to that whatever, taking me until you are done. Let's redefine all the moments you come back, that I may fill my imagination from all the sweet pleasures given for your satisfaction. This Aries won't stop until you are through, because once I start, I can never get enough of you, Complicated Passions.
All right. Man, I told you, you're going to have somebody falling in love, man.
No, I just wanted to buy that book, Stevie.
I got to ask you a personal question, man. And I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Are you in love?
Every day. Every day.
I'm talking about with a special someone.
Every day. That's to be in love every day. If you're not in love every day, then you ain't in love.
That's true. That's true. You got to love yourself every day, don't you?
Hey, it's like I got a piece that says, love me like you love yourself, and I will love you like there's no one else. Never wonder why I do. Give me your heart, and I will give mine, too. So if she ain't doing that, then no, I don't love her, but I'm in love every day because that's the way I love.
Listen, that's my boy, Complicated Passion. Complicated, I'm going to put you on hold, man, and go on
all
with
right,
the show.
Baby.
You know you can bring the love in the atmosphere. It could be some hatred going on, and it'd be just like, shut up, hatred, love is here.
I'm telling you, it's all about that love, too. Thank you.
Hey, man, thanks for coming out as usual, man. I love you, man. You all right with me.
All right,
man, I'm going to put you on hold and get some music back going, all right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yo, that was Complicated Patches. I'm telling you, Complicated be putting the love down on you. He do. Hey, I just want to say I'm thankful to the people that come out every week. And my faithfuls are Complicated Patches, Sneaky, and Soft Kisses. You guys are out every week. I appreciate you coming out and supporting me. Thank you very much. And now that we done got over all that soft stuff, let's get the music back on. I'm going to put a little Dave Hollister on. One Woman Man.
Running into you, it has to be 3 years since we last seen each other. Many flashbacks come to mind of the wild and crazy times we used to have with one another. We absolutely didn't care, we would do it anywhere. Eye contact, and it was over.
Keep my ritual going.
And actually, this is the ice in the glass. And this is my new bottle of Crown Black. And that's the Crown Black pouring into the glass. And that's the bottle sitting back on the table. And now I'm raising my glass in the air to the people in my chat room for coming out supporting me every week without fail. Steve loves you. A little joy and pain. Maybe.
Thank you.
Maze is doing it. That was Maze with Joy and Pain. And I just want to give a little shout-out to Complicated Passions and read something out the chat room for all the listeners. Complicated Passions is an excellent love poet, and his book is on sale right now, My Recipe for Love, and I believe the link for this book would be www.createspace.com/416-6064. That's create space, CREATESPACE.com/416-6064. That's my boy Complicated Passions. The man got some skills, y'all. And I'm going to keep the music going. Because, hey, Complicated. I like gold, bro. My man Luther Vandross, never too much. Never go out of style. Never. Luther Vandross, never too much, will never, ever go out of style. I trust in that myself. I do. Well, I just want to shout out the chat room. Complicated Passion, Sneaky, Soft Kisses, and that person that just jittered out of here after Luther went on. I should have just kept Luther playing, huh? They might have stayed a little while. But anyway, I just want to thank you guys, man, and let you know that my crown is really going down smoothly. Thanks to you guys. And I'm going to put on a little more music. A little George Benson with Moody's Move for Love. This is a classic, too. Here you go. With Moody's Move for Love. That's a lovely song. No matter who does it, they just do it good because it's hard to mess up something so pretty. Well, how you guys doing out there in the chat room? You look like you picked up your conversation a little bit more since the beginning of the show. Thank you very much. I need happiness in the chat room, and thank you for bringing that. Complicated Passion, Sneaky, and Soft Kisses. Thank you so much. Now, let me see if I can find another song to put on before I go off the air tonight. And you know I got to do my mother proud because, you know, I got to play her music just to send one up to her. Mommy, this one's for you. Oh. You know what? Mommy don't like that kind of music. Let me think about this. before I send Mommy some, how about some Miss Tina Marie, being that it was her birthday just passed. Casanova Brown, Tina Marie. My night is over, on the radio at least, and I want to thank everybody for coming out and sharing my evening with me. I appreciate you, as always. God bless. Have a great weekend. Complicated Passions, thanks again for coming out and doing your thing, baby. You always light up the mic. And the Poetry and Melody Show has nothing but love for you. So I'm going to say good night. Everybody have a weekend and enjoy your weekend. Love you. Good night.